Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, as part of Countdown to Site Village 15, I'd like to introduce Ashif Sindhi from Sindhi Systems. Welcome aboard.
Hi, hello everybody.
And would you like to tell us a little bit about the history of yourself and the company?
Well, most probably people will sort of know of Sindhi Systems, hopefully. We've been going since 2001. So, I think our first site village was in 2003, I think. And then I think from then on, we've only, I think, missed one out of the whole lot. So, we have been out there for a few number of years now. So
for anyone who hasn't heard of Sindhi Systems, do you want to tell us what you do and what you have to offer?
Well, initially when the first time we sort of started, we mainly concentrated on PCs and screen readers. And then as technology evolved and, got better, we went on to mobile phones. And then really that's been our forefront, really. We still do PCs, we still sell laptops, we do training, consultancy, web design. So all with the added twist of accessibility, to sort of, make products accessible to the end user. And then obviously then there's the iPhones and the Android devices that, we provide training on. And we've been doing Mac training for about 5 years now.
Right, so do you also sell systems and have them set up ready to go accessibility-wise with specific software, or do you concentrate more on the training if someone's already got, say, a Mac or a PC and looking to improve the skills, or losing the sight and wanting to develop skills so they can use it?
We do a complete range of solutions, really, from just training to providing the whole equipment and also the training. And that goes for our mobile phones as well. So as soon as you receive your products, it's all ready to go out the box.
So do you develop software as well, Ashif, or do you just sort of source it and then sell it to the end user, if you know what I mean?
At the moment, we're not in the stage of developing, but, that is something that we are sort of looking at. Eventually, but at the moment we do sort of get software in such as JAWS, obviously now WindowEye's been free. If you've got a existing Office license, people can just download that. But we do also get in third party software. From Microsoft, from ESET. We've got a range of vendors that we do use. So.
And you were saying when we were talking earlier that you're also going into gaming as well. So what does that entail? What sort of things?
Yeah, the gaming side of things, I got into it sort of accidentally, really, shall I say, because I've got young kids who are sighted who wanted to sort of buy a PlayStation, and so I sort of looked into it, and then one particular article caught my eye where Sony are in the stages of having some sort of accessibility in their PlayStations. I thought, there you go. I thought, this could fit in well with the business. So I took the leap and started selling PlayStations and also games. And there are certain games that are accessible to visually impaired people, but not blind people just yet. But I think we'll get there eventually.
I mean, that is actually sounds really interesting. I mean, can you give us a little bit of an insight into maybe what they've done to, maybe a game and how they've made that more accessible?
They've made the PlayStation more accessible and not the game. So the gaming content side of things will sort of take a while, but, you know, there are certain games that do have some audio on there. When it comes to the menus and things. So, I've not explored all my options yet because obviously I've not had time. But, I think eventually, there will be some sort of games that will be accessible, or even accessible games that are out for the PCs and stuff might even get onto the PlayStation at some point if any developer is listening.
And I guess if they make the PlayStation accessible, because I'm only good PlayStation 3 users, and I presume it's more the PlayStation 4 they're working on, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. But it's so much more than a games machine, so someone can, you've got your DVD, your Blu-ray player, you've got obviously the online content as well, so I can imagine by making that more accessible, it does become more of a TV-based unit like some of the other things like Apple TV and some of the others, if you're not playing the game, so that's pretty good, really.
Yeah, I mean, eventually, I think it's very, very early stages at the moment, but, it's a start.
Well, absolutely, because a lot of sort of mobile app developers now have, they've started taking visual impairment into consideration when they develop games and things, haven't they, to make them accessible for us on, say, iPhones, etc. So I'm sure it'll come.
Yeah, I mean, there are quite a few games on iOS as well as Android for blind players, so.
So if people come to Site Village, obviously they can contact you if they can't make it for more information. But what are people to expect if they come and stop by your stand on the day?
Well, on the day, obviously we're going to be having the standard screen reading products such as Jaws, Supernova, Window Eyes, NVDA. But also we've got a few surprises as well. We are doing a accessible phone with physical buttons. So it's an Android-based smartphone with physical buttons.
That'll be good, because so many of these smartphones now they've taken that physical keyboard or physical buttons off them, haven't they? So there's no other input method.
So if people can't make it to Site Village, or if indeed they want to contact you before Site Village to find out more about Cindy Systems, how can they do that, Ashif?
They can visit us on the web at www.cindysystems.co.uk, and it's spelled SINDHI systems.co.uk, all one word. We've also got a Twitter account, Cindy Systems, and we've also got a Facebook page as well, which is Cindy Systems. And our telephone number is 0116 249 8100.
Thank you very much, then, Ashif. It's been really good talking to you. And obviously, you've opened our eyes, so to speak, on some like the gaming and things like that. And that's really good. So do keep us informed in the future about things like that.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, hopefully you guys, we'll look forward to seeing you there as well.
Yeah, so don't forget to pop on by to Cindy Systems at Site Village, or get in touch if you think there's something they can help you with. So thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks very much. All right. Thank you.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.